Thanks for joining us for today's message. But don't stop there. Download our app today and stay connected throughout the week. And we would love to hear how God's using this ministry to impact your life. So let us know by sending a message to amen@morelifechurch.com. Now enjoy today's message.
1 Timothy chapter 6, we're going to move to the social. Bosses, coaches, teachers, things like that. And I'm gonna substitute, let as many bondservants, I'm going to say employees, students, ball players, people who interact with those who have another level of authority over them, as many of you as are under the yoke, count their master, count the boss, count the teacher, count the coach worthy of all honor so that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed. God is saying this in my own words. As believers, our public witness is greatly impacted by how we honor social leaders. Our interaction with the world around us is greatly impacted by how we honor those in those realms. And I want to give you some ways to honor them. Social leaders, honoring them. And when you go to work tomorrow, how many of you have a job? Okay, if you don't, come talk to me right after this service and I will help you, okay? Lots of things to do around here. When you're talking about those individuals, I think your action step to honor is to work for them as if you're working for Jesus himself. And second, I would say, respond honorably when you feel mistreated, when you didn't get the raise, when they talked bad about you in the break room, when you walked around the corner and heard them gossiping about your family and your situation, when that leader didn't give you what you thought you were due, when the coach didn't give you the right amount of playing time, when the whatever happens that makes you feel mistreated, even I'll grant to you that you were treated poorly. You being treated poorly is not an excuse to lower yourself to a place of dishonor.
Right.
Two wrongs don't make a right. Right? So when you've been mistreated or you feel mistreated, how many of you know sometimes you are mistreated and sometimes you feel mistreated and they aren't necessarily the same things? Sometimes it's here that thing that you thought happened never really happened. Sometimes it's genuine, sometimes it really was. Either way, the biblical response is to respond honorably. Watch this verse of scripture. I love this verse in Colossians 3:23. Work willingly, that's important. Work willingly at whatever you do. Let me just pause. If you hate your job, go find a new one. Quit burdening everyone around you with your discomfort and your criticism and your complaints. Go find another one. There's no law that says you have to work at that particular place. If you can't go there with a good attitude, do yourself, do the boss, do the leader, do everyone around you a massive favor. Put in your notice and go find another job that you can be happy and content in.
Right.
Like, just go do that. Oh, Josh, you don't understand. I need the money. Good, fine. Then here's what you've said. You've said, I'm trading the money for my joy.
Yeah.
Just know that that's the exchange you've made.
Right. It's true.
And as pastorally as I can, keep your mouth shut. I mean, like, seriously, like, I've had jobs that I hated. You know what I did? I quit.
Yeah.
Well, Josh, how did you know you would be able to meet all of your needs? Because God promised me that my God shall supply all of my need. He made me that promise.
Amen.
So my faith is, I don't have to be miserable. I'm going to go do something I want to do. Now, I get it. For a period of time, you may not like what you're doing, but your attitude may be right. Cool. I had that experience. I worked at GE on machine number 4, on the back shift, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. I hated that friggin' machine. I hated it, but it got me close to God, because I was alone, everybody left me alone, and I was like, this is just temporary, this isn't the rest of my life. You know, how many of you remember the story of when the princess kisses the frog, and the frog turns into a prince? I mean, you remember that story, the frog and the princess? That's the way I looked at the job. The job was the frog. I just had to kiss it for a minute, and eventually it would turn into something better. And that might be where you are. You might just be in that holding station. But listen, don't let a job disrupt your attitude.
Right.
Your attitude is yours. Listen, I'm not telling you this for your boss's good. Although it'll help with that. It'll help with that relationship tremendously. I'm telling you this for you.
Amen.
This is for you. This isn't for them. This is what God says will make us go forward well. Working willingly at whatever you do. Machine number four, real estate, law enforcement, student, whatever you do. Work willingly at whatever you do as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people.
Thanks again for joining us today. Now take a second and subscribe to our channel or share this message with someone you think could use it. If you would like to support this ministry financially, you can do that by visiting morelifechurch.com/give or through our app. Have a blessed day.